He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirtman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on The Jason Kirtman Show.
Hello again, friends and neighbors. It's me, Jason Kirtman, that guy that's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. And I'm not talking about the beverage. I'm talking about the concept of the way of life we used to enjoy. I haven't given up on it, and neither should you. It starts at home, spending time with your kids, making sure that they and all of your loved ones know that you love them. It also starts with taking the time to remember how things used to be. Everything from the corner candy store that Grandma used to walk you to after church on Sunday for that piece of 5-cent bubble gum, to the music you listen to late night on the AM radio just after you got off that 2-hour phone call with that pretty little girl with the curly hair and a few well-placed freckles. The nickel soda pop. To me, it means so much more than that ice-cold, refreshing carbonated beverage. To me, it means how things are supposed to be. And you know what it is that takes me back to all of that, at least in the playground of my mind? It's the music. So let's get started with some of that right now on The Jason Kirtman Show.
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over, what more?
Was Lloyd Price with Personality. Here's Eddie Fisher with I Need You Now.
If I ever needed you, I need you now. I can't remember when I've ever been so blue. If I ever needed love, I need it now. I feel so all alone, I don't know what to do. No day or night goes by when I don't have my cry. I feel like I could die from wanting. I can't ease my aching heart, but you if I ever needed love. I need it now. I feel so all alone. I don't know what to do. No day or night goes by when I don't have my cry. I feel like I could die from wanting you. I can ease my aching heart, honey, you know how. If I ever needed you, I need you now.
Here's Mr. Jimmy Rogers himself with a very classic tune called Honeycomb.
Honeycomb, honeycomb.
Well, it's a darn good life and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee and the bee made the honey and the honey bee looking for a home. And they called it a honeycomb and they roamed the world and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips so honeycomb. Oh, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone. They made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard. What then? Well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. Getting every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all in the one sweet tone. For my honeycomb, oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, a honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like a turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Abraham Lincoln is one of the most well-known of all American presidents because of his strong and direct involvement in the abolishment of slavery in the United States. However, despite his notoriety and all the references to him in pop culture, there are some things you probably haven't heard about Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln as a young man was an incredible wrestler due to his strength and the length of his limbs. Allegedly, Lincoln lost only one out of 300 matches he had fought during his wrestling career. Now, if that wasn't cool enough, Honest Abe was also a, well, some kids would call him a trash talker in the ring. According to Carl Sandburg, after Lincoln beat his opponent with great ease, he turned to the crowd and said, "I'm the big buck of this lick, and if any of you want to try it, come on here and wet your horns." His immaculate wrestling abilities earned him an Outstanding American Award, and he was inducted into the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
They don't cry. My girl said goodbye. such a fool.
Silly girl.
Shame on you, your mama said.
Silly girl.
Shame on you, you cried in bed.
Silly girl.
Shame on you, you told a lie.
Big girls do cry. Big girls. They don't cry.
That was the Four Seasons with Big Girls Don't Cry. Here's the Sausage King himself, Jimmy Dean, with Big Bad John.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With Jackson timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
The average yearly income was $4,650. You could buy a brand new house for $30,000 and a brand new car for $3,929. If you wanted to send your kid to Harvard, it was only $1,250 a year. A gallon of gas was 24 cents, and a gallon of milk was only $1.01. A loaf of bread was 19 cents, and a postage stamp was only 4 cents. Corned beef was 59 cents a pound, and Swiss steak was only 75 cents a pound. You could get a package of Nathan's hot dogs for 25 cents. The year, 1958, and it was also the year the Coasters recorded Yakety Yak.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more.
Don't talk back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight.
talk back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat. Yeah, yeah.
Don't talk back. Talk back.
Yaggity yak, yaggity yak. Yaggity yak, yaggity yak. Yaggity yak, yaggity yak.
Did you know that Elvis Presley's 1960 hit, It's Now or Never, so inspired a prisoner who heard it in jail that he vowed to pursue a career in music upon his release? He was serving a 4-month sentence for stealing tires. That young man's name was Barry White.
It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love. When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I've spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last.
It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me. For who knows when we'll meet again.
It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love. It's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never. My love won't wait.
It's now or never.
So this young man finally got engaged and he's excited to show off his new bride. Mom, he said to his mother, I'm going to bring home 3 girls and I want you to guess which one is my fiance. Sure enough, 20 minutes later, this young man walks in the door with 3 girls following behind him. Mother points at one and says, "It's that one." Without blinking an eye, she doesn't hesitate. "I can't believe it," exclaimed the young man. "How in the world did you know it was her?" Mom replied, "I just don't like her."
Nothing there. He'll change the world for a good thing he's found. If she is bad, he can't see it. She can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend, put her down. Trying to hold on to what he needs. He give up all his comfort, sleep out in the rain. If she said that's the way it ought to be. If she plays it for a fool, he's the last one to know. Loving eyes can never see.
Yeah.
That was Percy Sledge with When a Man Loves a Woman. Here's the Beatles with Love Me Do. Some time and make some memories. You're listening to the Jason Kirtman Show. Check out my website at jasonkirtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N.